Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. We thank God for you tuning in with us. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here today with you, amen, on this radio broadcast. Amen. And we're going to talk Bible here today on our Kingdom Builders radio broadcast. We give God the glory for all that he's doing, and we thank God for those of you who have been listening and tuning in with us. It's about 400, a little over that, of you all that have been listening, and we are so delighted to have you tune in with us, and we believe that we are saying something that, amen, God has given us to say to many of you that are listening to us on this radio broadcast. We're going to give you right now, amen, our mailing address in case some of you who are new on here would like to write us, amen, and send us a word of testimony or whatever. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 492 in Cordele, Georgia. That's 31010, and Cordele is spelled C-O-R-D-E-L-E, Georgia. Amen. So write that down, and hopefully you have a pencil and paper in case you need to write some of the things down, and call someone. If you're not on your phone listening to me, you can call someone and let them know that we are on the air. Amen, and have them to tune in. You never know who you will be blessing. This is what is called an evangelistic ministry, when you're calling people and getting them to hear the word of God. A lot of time God doesn't give everybody the gift of preaching it, but he can give you an anointing to get those to hear the word of God, amen, which is just as important, because sheep beget sheep, and you will have an anointing to reproduce, glory to God. So get someone who you may know. We want you to let them know that we are on the air, amen. Now, please forgive us. Our computer is down right now. We are didn't have our song coming up, but we are going to continue on doing what we need to do for the glory of God. Here, our topic is going to be on today. I want to share this with you, and if you want to write it down, it's going to be spiritual priorities. This is what we're going to be talking about here, and it's going to lead us into our next one. Glory to God, but we're going to right now talk about spiritual priorities, because I have found out, amen, that God blesses according to order, and this is what we need to look after, amen, and to understand. So right now, let me go into the word of prayer, glory to God, and giving God the glory for what he is about to do and who he is about to talk to, okay? Let's bow your heads, if you would, with me, pray with me. Glory to God, and we'll continue on from there. Father, we thank you for this great time and this great radio broadcast. We thank you for these great people who listen to this broadcast, and you are giving them something from this broadcast. I pray, oh God, as you said, Jesus, when you went into the temple and you picked up the word of God and read from the book of Isaiah, it said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. To heal the brokenhearted, set at liberty them that are captive, them that are bruised, and the recovering of sight to the blind. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And this is the anointing that I believe is going across these airways even as I speak right now. It is going to be your word according to the prayers of those who are listening to me right now and the need. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, spiritual priorities. I want to share this topic with you that we did on our Bible class, and it was very great. It was awesome, and we just give God the glory for the revelation that he has given us in this area. One of the first things that I want to share with you, and that is, we have to understand that the enemy tries to trick us in every area of our spiritual lives. He knows that we are in church. And what happens in churches today, we go to church and we put on our church persona. We put on our church face, our church attire, and we go in and we feel the Spirit of God. God is touching you. God is moving. We get a revelation. God is doing so much. We praise God. As we do often, we give God the glory. Praise and worship, we come in and we feel his spirit. The choir singing, the word of God goes forth, and we feel the spirit of God. And we are touched, and that's wonderful. But what happens is, so often we see people when they leave church, they go back to their commonplace and they adapt to their environment. Amen. They adapt to the commonplace. We go into our spiritual place, which is the church, the sanctuary, the temple, and we feel the presence of God and we get a new outlook on life, and then we go home into that common atmosphere, and somehow or another the enemy causes us to adapt to that common atmosphere, and we leave the church atmosphere at church. We leave what we got from church at church, and this is why we are a lot of times so confused about a lot of things, because God hasn't given us wisdom, because instead of us causing our environment to adapt to the spiritual part of God or the spiritual part of us, we allow the commonplaces causing us to adapt to it. Amen. And we have to understand that principle. You just think about it, where you are. When you go to church, you feel God, you hear the word, you amen the preacher, you feel an anointing, you feel the power of God. But as soon as you get out of church and you go home, there's so many things going on, amen, until you end up falling back into that same state that you were in before you went to church. And it just seems like sometimes it's in vain going, but I'm here to tell you it's not. Continue to go. But here's what needs to happen. You have to understand that your spiritual man has to be stronger than whatever situation you're dealing with. Because whatever situation that you are dealing with, whichever is the strongest is the one that's going to control your emotions. Amen. If God is in your life and in your spiritual man and the Holy Spirit of God is in there, then whatever situation that you're going through, you're able to bear it. It's not that you won't feel it. It's not that you won't, you know, get on your knees and pray, but it will not overcome you or overtake you. It will not cause you to want to commit suicide. It will not cause you to want to give up, because your spiritual man is stronger than the situation that you're going through. And when your situation gets the best of you, when it gets the best of you, glory to God, that's when you understand and you will know that your spiritual man is not as strong as what the enemy is throwing at you. This is why Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed, Father, take this cup from me. Then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. This is why he suffered and he went through the persecution that he went through, because inside of him, the Spirit of God inside of him was stronger than what he was going through. Yes, he felt pain. Yes, he was humiliated. But he never wanted really to throw in the towel and give up and quit. Because something in him gave him drive and gave him stamina and gave him, amen, a position in God that was greater than what he was going through. And this is what the church people need. This is when you go to church, this is what needs to be preached. This is not just a Daniel and the lion's den type of a message. You got to get to a place where there's an anointing to build your spiritual man stronger. Because the stronger your spiritual man is, the more you're able to take situations. There are too many people who have committed suicide because they felt like there was no use. They couldn't make it. They can't go through this. It's too much for them. It's more. Jesus said, I'll let nothing come onto you, no greater than you can bear, lest I make a way of escape. And so you have to have the Spirit. He told his disciples, and he told the people, he says, listen, I've got to go away, but here's what I want you to do. He said, you go into the upper room. There's a room that's upstairs in a man's house. You go there. He said, don't you preach, don't you teach, don't you do anything. Don't prophesy, he says, and don't even go out trying to do anything against the enemy. He said, until you be endued with power from on high. He said, go up in that upper room and wait for the promise. Wait for the promise that's going to be given to you. Peter cuts a man's ear off, being out of order. Excuse me. He cuts a man's ear off, and the thing is, he was out of order doing that. Then he cursed the people for saying that he knew Jesus. Then he denied Jesus three times. Then he told Jesus that what he had said about dying, about to leave here, Peter rebuked Jesus, said, you ain't going to die. And Jesus had to come back and said, get thee behind me. He said, look how weak Peter was. Look at all the mistakes Peter made. But when Peter came out of the upper room filled with the Holy Spirit and the power, then when he met the people who then criticized him again, Peter came with a different approach this time. They said, y'all drunk. Y'all been had too much wine. Y'all are staggering. Y'all are speaking in tongues, yet we understand what you're saying in our language, but you're saying these tongues, and some of us don't understand. He said, but y'all are drunk with new wine because we haven't seen this before. And this time, Peter stood up because he had something in him greater than what he was going through or what he had to confront. Amen. He didn't have it in him when he cut the man's ear off. He didn't have it in him when he denied Christ three times. He didn't have it in him when he told Jesus you wasn't going to die. He didn't have nothing. He didn't have that in him. But when he was endued with power from on high, the Holy Spirit built his spiritual man up. When he came out and they said he was drunk, he said, hold it just a minute. He said, we ain't drunk like you think we are, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last day, God's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Glory to God. And Peter was a recipient of that prophecy that was done way before he was born. And that power that was in him confronted those people this time. He didn't back down. He confronted them. And he told them about repenting. But when Peter got through preaching his first sermon to them under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the Bible said 3,000 souls was added to the church. That very instant, after that very message, one message he preached, and 3,000 people joined the church. Glory to God. They was converted. They wanted a part of this. They wanted to be a part of it. They was convicted in their spirit. Amen. They was not made to be, they was not made to feel belittled, but when he preached under the anointing of God, it convicted them. And they wanted to know what needed to be done that we may be saved. Amen. Amen. And so that's what happened. Now, our time may be short here because we only scheduled for 15 minutes at this time, and we're very sorry, but we're going to come back next week with the full 30 minutes. Amen. But we want to give you this to understand. Peter preached. And I'm just going to preach till we just go off the air. Amen. But he preached the word to them. His spiritual man is my point. Was stronger than the people who criticized him. And so, my friend, your priority here now is that your spiritual man needs to be stronger than the people who criticize you or the situation that you go or in. That your situation doesn't rule you. Your situation doesn't govern you. Your situation doesn't cause you to melt, fall down, give up. Your situation, I've been through, Lord have mercy. I've been through hell just about. I know, and there was a time like I wanted to give up, but something down inside of me kept telling me to go ahead, and I thank God for that. Glory to God. So this is what has to happen. Amen. Our time is about gone, and what we're going to do next week, we're going to talk about the priorities of how the blessings fall in line. And you got to know how the blessings fall in line. You got to know how they come. You got to know what causes them to come right behind each other because one blessing enhances the other. You can't jump from the first blessing all the way to the eighth blessing. You've got to go one, two, three. The order in which God has called is what we have to understand. So we'll talk about that next Monday. Amen. Lord, but until our next broadcast, God bless you. Sit down, drop me a line. Let me know if you enjoyed this. Let me know a word of testimony of how it helped you. We'd love to hear from you. This is Reverend Dr. Ulysses Morgan, and I appreciate you, and we give you Godspeed until our next broadcast. Next Monday at 6:30, we'll be here. God bless you, and God keep you is my prayer.